So I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm number 45 again this morning. All right? And let's begin reading with verse number 1. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. Oh, my. For how long? Forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. Wherefore, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and alloys and cassia, and out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Now may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word this morning. Let's look to him in just a moment of prayer. All right, our Father, we are thankful this morning for thy word. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I pray now that you'll move our spirit to a place of praise, adoration, and worship for thee, who liveth and abideth forever. I thank you for your blood that has been shed for our sin, the life that you gave that we might have life. Thank you, Lord, for being my sacrifice, my substitute, and my sin bearer. And thank you for the privilege of being in the house of God today. Would you please stir our hearts today in thy word, draw our attention unto God, and help us today to honor you as we stand to teach thy word. I pray that you'll give us liberty and unction and power and move our hearts to thee. And we'll thank you, Lord, for all that's done. Give us light in the scripture now and understanding and wisdom. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, fellas, I began preparing for today's message, and I was going to teach this morning and have three different main points in the thought. But I tell you what, I feel like we'll kind of shorten it down a little bit and take these three points each Sunday for the next today and next two Sundays and try to bring them individually and hope that they'll be a blessing to us here in the Sunday school hour. The thought that we're going to be moving with or speaking on the next 3 weeks especially, I entitled it, The Messiah's Reign. But after I thought on that thing for a while yesterday, I felt like, you know, I'd put down the King and I. I'm glad today that our Lord is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. That's right. Our Lord holds three offices, prophet, priest, and king. And as prophet, he teaches us. As our priest, he intercedes for us. And as our king, he has great control and authority over us. Now, if you remember in the earlier portion of this psalm, I think this will make the third Sunday we've been here, and we dealt with the Lord as our great majestic conqueror. But today we want to pass from that contemplation or that meditation of the Messiah as our hero and conqueror, to regard him as our king. And by the way, I want to say I'm glad he is my hero. That's right. I am fed up, sick and tired, disgusted, and had to lick bellyful of this mess with sports heroes being considered as heroes in America. That's right. And I've said this, and if it bothers you, you can get right with God. I hope they all lose. I'm tired of the God of pleasure and sports in America. That's right, a tribute to the greatest that ever lived, you know, got a big ear ring in his ear, teaching our young kids to put earrings in their ear, and you can like this or lump it. Teaching our white kids to try to act like black kids, and black kids to act like white kids. I'm telling you, we're in a mess in America. But my hero is not Michael Jackson. My hero is not Michael Jordan. My hero is the Lord Jesus Christ. He has conquered the enemies of my soul, and He's conquered the enemies around me, and He's given me life and liberty, and He is my hero today. Amen to God. But as we pass now from that contemplation or meditation of Him as our hero and our conqueror, we want to look at Him or regard Him today as our King. Verses 6 and 7 will be our text verses for the thought today. And these verses are quoted by the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews. I believe that being Paul, by the way. And he does that to prove that Christ is exalted above both angels and all earthly monarchs that went before Him. If you'll notice, he said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." He is, according to the Hebrew writer, better than the angels. He is better than the prophets. He is better than Moses. He is better than Aaron. He is, amen to God, he is better than Melchizedek. His name is exalted above every name, and His throne above every throne. I tell you, there's earthly monarchs today, gentlemen, that would like to rob and steal His glory, but He'll share it with none other. And by the way, Bill Clinton is not the king of the world, amen to God, and neither is any other egg sucker like him. But I'm glad that Jesus is my King, and He does sit on a throne, and it's not a temporal throne. He said, "My God, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." And then He said, "Amen, hallelujah to God." Amen. That's right. Truly, gentlemen, our Savior is Lord of lords and King of kings. Now, I want to look at Him in three aspects, or look at three different aspects of His glorious reign as being the sovereign King of the universe. And they're all mentioned right here. I want to look today at His government, fellas. Next Sunday, Lord willing, we're going to look at His gladness. And the following Sunday, we're going to look at His garments of myrrh and alloy and cassia out of the ivory palaces. What a fragrant He puts off. I'm going to say this right now. I'm getting a good odor of it today. Hallelujah to God. That's right. I feel like I'm saved this morning by the grace of God, fellas. Amen. I got a good smell of the Lord in all His glory as I sat in the study this morning. Amen to God. Just getting ready to come down to the house of God. Amen. What an odor it was. Didn't smell like cake. Didn't smell like pork chops or pork and beans. Praise God, it was sweet to the nostrils. Amen. That's right. Thank God He's King of kings. Huh? Now, I want to look for just a little while at His government. Now, if you notice with me in verse number 6, He said this, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." He said, "The scepter of Thy kingdom." And gentlemen, if He has got a kingdom, then in that kingdom there is a government. There is a reigning body. In verse number 1, He speaks as touching those things I have made, touching the king. He said, "My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." So again, He mentions the king. On down in verse number 9 and 10, He mentions the queen. Amen. We're going to get on that about the fourth Sunday too, on the queen. I'm glad, thank God, amen, that I am His queen, bless your heart, and I'm arrayed in gorgeous gold. I've been made holy, and I have been made righteous just as He is. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Gold is a type of deity. And I'm not deity, but I'm telling you, I'm the queen of He that is all deity. Hallelujah to God. Amen. That's right, boy. If you can get a hold of that, son, it'll crank your goose. Praise God. Amen. So he's a king, gentlemen. And if he is a king, then in that kingdom, there is a governing body. Now somebody said, Brother Hall, who is that? Well, I got news for you. He is the governing body. Amen. He is the governing body. Somebody said, sounds like a dictator to me. He's a sweet one if he is. I find no fault in him. Huh? Oh no, he's not just a dictator. Praise God. He's going to be sitting on his throne. Now, this ain't even in my notes, but he's going to be sitting on the throne reigning. Oh, you listen to me? And the 12 apostles of the Lamb are going to be sitting there judging the 12 tribes of Israel. But I've got some more news for you. He's done saved you and I and made us to be priests and kings unto God, and we shall rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. I got news for you. Old Slick Willie may slide through the Senate of Congress, but he ain't going to slide through the white throne, buddy. Amen. He's going to trial in a court, brother, where it's going to be justice. And I'm sorry to tell you, they're going to find Slick Willie guilty as charged. That's right. I'm just about to get wound up. Amen to God. Amen. His government. He has a governing body. According to verse number 6. Now I want to mention a few things. I want to mention, number one, the prophecy concerning that, concerning his government. And I want you to find this with me in the book of Isaiah, gentlemen, and chapter number 9. Stay with me. I don't want you to leave me. We'll run through this just as quickly as we can possibly get through it. Chapter number 9 of Isaiah and verse number 6. He said, verse number 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." Notice that word now, upon his shoulders. Son, it's going to rest upon his shoulder. Amen. Amen to God. The government, the authority, the power will rest upon his shoulder. Amen. No wonder John the Beloved said in the book of the Revelation, "For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Hey, and by the way, you can get by in every Baptist church in America using the word omnipotent. They teach it in every Bible college. That the Lord is omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's omniscient, but buddy, you better not say sovereign. They'll hang you out to dry, call you a hyper-Calvinist, label you, bless God, everything under the sun. But I'm here to tell you, friend, if he's omnipotent, then he's sovereign, bless your heart. I know that's right. Amen. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Do you know that Isaiah prophesied concerning his government 740 years before the Lord was ever born? But when we get to the book of Matthew and the angel announced his birth, he goes right back to the fact that out of Bethlehem, Judah, shall come a governor that shall rule my people. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad, thank God, that we've got a governor today, gentlemen. And I'm not talking about Patton either, by the way. I'm talking about a governor that will rule his people with equity, with justice, and with righteousness, sitting on a throne that will never end, hallelujah to God, and will endure forever. That's right. The prophecy concerning that government. Now, I'm going to say this to you. If he was not sovereign, or if he is not sovereign, or omnipotent, how could he prophesy something 750 years before the birth of our Lord? Now, get this now. Get this now. And 2,750 years before it ever takes place and it come to pass. It's coming to pass, gentlemen. We've been in this dispensation 2,000 years, 750. Before the dispensation started, that makes 2,750 years ago that God prophesied by man called Isaiah that there would be a child would be born, that a son would be given, and upon his shoulders would rest the governments of the world. And I'm telling you, friend, it's just about to come to pass. Hallelujah to God. Somebody said, I don't believe in prophecy. You infidel? That's right, I believe it. In fact, Peter talked about having a more sure word of prophecy. That's God, I believe in prophecy. It'll come to pass. You see, God is so sovereign and omnipotent, gentlemen, that He has the power to speak something back here and bring it to pass way down the road. That's God. Now somebody said, oh, but now God, we just got our own will and we just do whatever we want to do and everything just out there in limbo and mankind doing whatever mankind wants to do. I'm going to tell you what mankind doing. They doing what God wants them to do. I see that grabbed some of you kind of tight. Thank you, Brother Jerry. He's doing what he wants to do, brethren. I'm not negating the responsibility of man. I'll deal with that somewhat in the preaching hour this morning. But I am telling you that God is bringing all things to pass, and He is establishing a government, my friend. Amen. And by the way, according to this scripture, that government shall be established with justice and with judgment, amen, to God, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it, amen. Won't be none of this wishy-washy mess like we're seeing today. Ungodliness. I've never seen anything. Friend, I've never seen the government of America. I don't want to get on Clinton. But I'm here to tell you I've never seen the government of our nation in the mess that it's in today. I read in the paper yesterday where they're going to spend $4.5 million to put security glasses around abortion clinics. You know whose money's going to pay for that mess? Your tax dollar's going to pay for it. I read in the paper the day before yesterday where Hillary Rodham Clinton stood in the White House with a big smile on her face, amen, and talked about, bragging about the last holy day of Ramadan. And said, religion is a bridge to peace, and it should not break down the peace that we have in the world. I'm here to tell you, my friend, Islams and all that mess ain't no friend of mine. Honey, they can worship Buddha, and they can worship all them dead gods they want, but I'm glad my God went to Calvary, bless your heart, died on an old rugged cross, went to a bald tomb, and 3 days later got up out of the grave with victory. Amen to God over death, hell, and the grave, and He ever lives to make intercession for us, and He's a coming back as a king to sit on the throne and rule His people. That's right. Amen to God. Now I got to hurry because I cut this short so it'd be short. And amen. Now I want you to notice something else. Not only the prophecy of his government, but I want us to look very quickly at the perpetuity of His government. The perpetuity of His government. Look in Psalm 45 and verse number 6. He said, Thy throne, O God, is for how long, gentlemen? Forever. And look here, he just added a little bit more on that. He could have said forever and been all right. But he said, it's forever and ever. Son, that puts a double smoker on it, don't it? Amen. Somebody said, how long is that, Brother Hall? A long time. That's a long time. We went up to the hospital yesterday to see Sister Cornelia in the hospital. And by the way, that's why Brother Wick's not here today. His blood count went up and they put him in the hospital. I was up there Friday visiting him up there yesterday with Mr. Cornelia. But the doctor won't let him out today. He's at home. Doctor told him to stay in, not get around anybody, and to stay inside for this weekend, okay? But we was up there yesterday and we was about getting ready to leave at Sister Cornelia's room, and in walked this gentleman on a cane and some lady with him, and he's coming in like that, and Miss Cornelia said, called him a name, said, do y'all know? And he said, yeah, I know Brother Hall. Said, we was out there a time or two. He said, I listened to him. He went over and said he was just a hooping for her. He said, Brother Hall, he said, what do you think? Do you think it's about ready to wrap this mess up? I said, I believe she's just about over. He said, boy, said I. He said, I'll be glad when Jesus comes and said, get me out of this sorry mess. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, hey, he said, I can't run with y'all now, but said, just give me a few years, praise God, when Jesus gets here, that I'll be running in the aisles with the best of you, Lord of God. Amen. He said, won't it be wonderful when Jesus sits on the throne of David and rules and reigns as a sovereign God throughout the entire universe, and all mankind will be subject unto him. Angels, principalities, powers, things in heaven, things in earth, things beneath the earth will have to submit themselves under the power and the authority of the Son of God. For when Jesus ascended back to the right hand of God, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. That's right, ain't it? Hallelujah. To God, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Notice what Isaiah said in his writing in Isaiah 9:7. I'll just be in these two verses, backwards and forwards, all right. He said in verse number 7, of the increase of thy government and the peace, there shall be no end. Gentlemen, no end to peace. Uninterrupted peace. Hallelujah to God. No end to his government. No end to his peace. Amen and amen. Listen to what I wrote down. Earthly dynasties pass away. Worldly monarchs have to yield up their crowns and scepter at the bidding of death. But our Messiah King ever lives. Therefore his kingdom shall never come to an end. Amen to God. I'm telling you now, friend, there's been some renowned world leaders. Racket, Lumpet, Humpet, or Bumpet. But a man by the name of Adolf Hitler was mighty in word and deed and subdued kingdoms under him. Napoleon, another man, mighty in power and subdued kingdoms under him. Mussolini and the others. And even, my friend, all the ruling monarchs that's reigned in America have had great power and subdued nations under them. But hallelujah to God, there came an hour when death crept across their brow and they, like all other mankind, had to yield themselves to death and went by the way of the grave. But I'm glad, thank God, that I've got a king that wears a crown upon his head. Hallelujah to God. And when death came, his kingdom never faltered. It never failed. It never missed a lick. It went right on. And friends, it'll keep on running forever. What a God. What a king. What a Savior. What a lover of our soul. He is. Bless his wonderful name. Yes, Brother Richard. I like it. I like it, thank God. Now, this is going to hurt a little, some of you. I put this in the bulletin. What a glad thing that it is that he reigns on a throne which will never pass away. For we need both sovereign grace and eternal love to secure our happiness. Brethren, I'm telling you, on the throne of our great King, he rules with sovereign grace. Somebody said, what is sovereign grace? He just keeps on meeting out grace. Grace forever. Grace, 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 grace. Amen to God. And then love, 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 love. And I'm telling you, that makes me happy to know that I've got a king that loves grace and, amen, loves my soul. Glory to God. What about that? This government's prophecy. This government's perpetuity. But I want you to notice with me. This government's purity. and gentlemen, it's pure. No doubt about it. It is pure. Notice Psalm 45, 6. The scepter of thy kingdom, O God, is a right scepter. Notice verse number 7. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. May I say to you, brethren, that our Lord is not neutral in this great contest between good and evil. I'm telling you, we've got a bunch of wish-washy, noodle-backed, spineless, yellow-bellied, laced on their underwear wearing, bunch of egg suckers in Washington that all they want to do is straddle the fence and finagle around in a political way to oust Bill Clinton out of office. And they want to straddle the fence. They're with this crowd today and this crowd tomorrow, whatever pleases their fancy. But I'm glad, thank God, that our God never, my friend, is never neutral in this thing called righteousness and evil. But it's either right or it's wrong, and there's no gray areas with our God. I'm getting sick and tired of people. Well, now that's just a little gray. Gray my foot. Huh? Since when is it right for the president of our nation to sit at his desk and let a woman sit under the desk giving him oral sex while he's sitting there talking on the telephone about the lives of people in Europe? There ain't nothing right. There ain't nothing gray about it. That's as wicked as the devil himself. Somebody said, I thought it's wicked as hell. No, hell ain't wicked, friend. Hell is righteous. Somebody said, I don't believe that. You're going to tell me God ain't righteous in confining souls to hell that reject His gospel and disobey His word? Hell is a righteous place, my friend. The devil is wicked. Wickeder than house.
Amen.
That's right. Our Lord don't straddle the fence on this thing, friend. The scepter of His kingdom is a right scepter. Notice what He says in the book of Isaiah. He said in verse number 7, of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. Justice and judgment. Gentlemen, there is coming a day when justice, you know what, it's just right. Justice simply means right and doing the right thing. Amen. There's coming a day when He will sit on that throne in His governmental position and power and will rule in justice and judgment. Hallelujah to God. He'll make right decisions. Amen to God. Right decisions. They won't be any wrong. They'll not be one wrong decision made. They'll never indict Him as doing one thing wrong. In fact, when they hear His words, the news reporters of this world, amen, will have to go back to their anchormen and with the question, when that man asks, what kind of a man is this man on the throne? And the only answer they can give, he's wonderful. Will you have it? Do you have anything else to say about Him? He's a mighty God. Well, what else about Him? He's a wonderful counselor. Well, do you have any other one? Oh, yes, He's the Prince of Peace, and He's the everlasting Father. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Brother Jerry. Amen to God. Amen. He'll order it. He'll set up on, according to Isaiah 9:7, He said, of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, gentlemen. That's purity. That is purity. Now, you hear me. He's ruling there. He's going to rule there. Now, I want everybody to get a hold of this. His reign over man as an individual is right, gentlemen. Somebody said, God's been unfair to me, you poor benighted idiot. You think God's been unfair to you? He could let you be born a pygmy in Africa. God's been good to you, America. But I'll say this. God's been good to you, white man. Somebody said, well, God didn't order me to be born in America and be born white. Who did? Did you? Where were you when God conceived you in iniquity? Where were you when God brought you in the secret parts of the earth? You were still in the figment of your daddy's imagination, friends, where you were. You are not what you are by chance. You are what you are because a sovereign God gave you that right and blessed you in that way. Amen. And I'm telling you, His reign over individuals is right. Hey, all His requirements are in harmony with and tend to promote our well-being. Everything God does for us, He does because He wants to be good to you and I. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God, He can give us white shirts to wear and neckties, or give us overalls to cover up our nakedness. Amen to God. Amen. Give us toothpaste to brush our teeth with. Isn't that good? Food to eat. Pork meat, hog meat, cow meat, pizzas, pork and beans. Praise God. Pinto beans, salt and chip cheese balls. I'm good. I guarantee these parts of the third, some of the third world, you go out there, would you like to have a cheese ball? They wouldn't know what a cheese ball is. Oh, He's been good. God, somebody said, well, Brother Hall, He's been good to us, but not to them. Oh, no. God meets out to every man according to His works, my friend. God's no respecter of persons. No, sir. God knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. Amen. And this is in keeping with His commandments. In keeping His commandments, brother, there's great reward. Psalm 19 says that. He's right in His rule over mankind. I want to say His reign over man's social relations is right. Now, I'm going to tell you, God laid this on my heart, and I don't want nobody to go to sleep right now. What could be more equitable, gentlemen, or more wise than the great rule laid down by our Lord for the regulation of our conduct toward each other? Anybody want to tell me what it is? In all things, whatsoever, you would have men do unto you, do unto them, bless your heart. I'm going to tell you right now, if we would follow that rule, if we would follow that rule in our social life in America, my friend, I'm going to tell you what, buddy, you would see some changes made in America. I'm going to tell you what the rule is in America today. Do it to whoever you can do it to. Get what you can get and get gone. Amen. If you can steal, rob, thug, cheat, thieve, and get by with it, do it. After all, other man ain't got no feelings. Huh? That's right. We want to run our mouths and long tongue and cut everybody else. Then when we start getting long tongue and cut and browbeating, persecuted, oh, what am I getting all this for? Should have kept your stinking mouth shut.
Amen.
Ain't that right? Do unto others, gentlemen, as you would have others do unto you. The first and great commandment, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. And the second one is like it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. I'm telling you, on this hang all the law and the prophets. On those two things. Hang all the law and the prophets, gentlemen. Can you get a hold of that? In other words, what Jesus told His disciples, said on those two things, loving God and loving your neighbor, on those two things, everything in the Old Testament is based upon all that. Everything that was handed. Everything the prophet said, everything said in the law hinges on those two things. Huh? Like we just do to other people, like we'd have other people do. You wouldn't want somebody to beat you out of money, would you? You don't want nobody to beat you out of an automobile? No, sir. You don't want nobody to treat you wrong. Huh? You know what's going on with Slick Willie right now? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He's reaping, gentlemen. He is reaping. He's reaping. Come out on Friday night. He's done been in bed with Susan McDougal. Huh? I've never seen such a mess in all my life. It'll come around. I'm telling you, it'll come around. We ought to learn that lesson. What we sow, we'll reap. What goes around, comes around. Life is like a boomerang, gentlemen. You throw her out there, and she'll come back at you. And you sow to the wind, you'll reap a whirlwind. Better believe that's right. Amen. Y'all ain't left me now, have you? I want to say that His rule over man in relation to God is right. You know what the Jews cried out? We will not have this man to rule over us. You know what the Psalm, David said in Psalm 2? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the rulers of the earth take counsel against the Lord and against His anointed? Say it! Let we will not have Him to rule over us. Let us break their bands asunder. I'm going to tell you what. What idiot would not want God ruling over their life? Hey, He is my friend. Listen well. He requires us to obey, reverence, and love God. And is it not reasonable that the most excellent, most gracious, most glorious, most ever-loving, holy thing that ever lived ought to be reverenced and obeyed? He is our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Savior, and He ought to be reverenced and obeyed. And that's not hard for me to do. Might be for you, but it's not for me. It's not hard for me to try to reverence and obey Him. My goodness. Friend, I made a mess out of my life. I tried to rule and my own life and made a mess out of it. No, I'm glad He took the reins and started saying, gee, ha. Gee, 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 Gary. Gee, ha, ha, boy, ha. Of course, some of you young bucks don't know what that is. You ever drive a, you ever plow with a team of mules or a team of horses? Ha, gee. I can still hear Grandpa Hall. Merge! You know, I better not repeat what Grandpa Hall said about Marge. Whew. That'd be rough for us. Old Marge and John, I can still hear Grandpa. Get in the barn! Get in there! Gee! Ha! Gee! Huh? I'm going to tell you, just like an old bull-headed mule, buddy. Amen to God, that's exactly how we are as human beings. We're just bull-headed, stubborn. And I'm going to tell you what the best thing we can do. Gentlemen, God's rule and reign over us is right. To start with, He created you and gave you life. To secondly, He created you and gave you new life. And thirdly, He sustains you. He provides for you. He gives you shelter. He gives you air to breathe and food to put in your mouth. Somebody said, oh, God, don't give me the food I put in my mouth. What load of punkers did you come in on? Fellas, I'm going to tell you something. The elements prove that God can do what He and provide for us or cut us off. All He's got to do is send too much rain, flood the field. Send the wind, blow down the trees and blow down the buildings. Send tornadoes and blow down. By the way, I wonder if the tornadoes that touched down in Arkansas and Tennessee might be trying to get a couple of gentlemen's attention. Well, Elliot Smith told me Friday and told me Saturday morning. He said, preacher, you ain't going to believe this. He said, what I said in today's paper here at home. I said, what, Brother Smith? He said, the tornado that ripped through Arkansas blew the very tree down that Chelsea Clinton had her treehouse made in when she was a little girl. Son, I'm telling you, God's trying to tell America something, friend. Are you here? That's right. Somebody said, well, old Bill ain't going to bow. He may not bow to the Senate. But Sunday's coming today when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Thank God. Now I want to look at His prosperity. Look at Isaiah 9:7. Oh, there's going to be prosperity in that kingdom with His government shall prosper. Look at Isaiah 9:7 of the increase of His government. Of the what? Of the increase of His government and peace. There shall be no end. The increase, the prosperity. Now, gentlemen, look here. The increase of His government and the increase of His peace. Now, you need to get a hold of that word increase. That word increase means a multitude. It also means an offspring. It means interest on capital. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? In other words, it's got dividends, gentlemen. Being in His kingdom pays big dividends. Somebody said, preacher, I'm going to buy me a CD. Praise God, I'm going to buy me a little treasure up in heaven. Huh? I'm glad I'm in His kingdom. Gentlemen, it's increase. I'm talking about from His love just keeps on just multiplying and His grace of multiplying, His power of multiplying, His peace of multiplying, and there will never be no end. What prosperity? John, they talk about prosperity now. Well, the unemployment rate is an everlasting low. Just 5.4%. You know what the unemployment rate is in heaven, gentlemen? Nothing. By the way, somebody said, how much welfare are they paying up there? Nothing, not a dime. No food stamps, no welfare. Amen to God. No drones, for everybody will be servants of God. Amen. That's right. You're talking about prosperity. You won't lack for work up there. Huh? Now, I know that some folks need a little bit of help. I understand that. Some folks at times, they need welfare money. They need a little money to help with the bills and put their doctor bills and medical. I understand that, and I'm not chiding with people like that. But I'm telling you what I'm sick of. I'm sick of a bunch of whores laying around having kids. You know how confused we are in America? We are so situated in America that they'll let whores and prostitutes that want to have kids for monetary reasons to have kids and bring them into the world, and the government pay for them. The government turn right around and tell other women they can kill theirs. Stupid, buddy. We're stupid. Now you think on that one a while. Prosperity. And then I want to close with this morning. I want us to notice the power of His kingdom. Amen. Notice in Isaiah 9:7, gentlemen, the very last sentence in that verse. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. I'm going to say, now, Brother Hall, sure to goodness. How can God do that? I just told you, sovereign. God, gentlemen, will bring this government to pass. It's coming. And you know what? Look here. There have been monarchs through the world, all through the world, that have tried in their own roundabout way to set themselves up as God. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, he said, oh, look at my kingdom. Pontius Pilate said, do you not know that I've got the power to crucify you or to let you go? And Jesus looked him right in the eye, knowing he was going to die, and said, you could have no power at all unless it was given to you by heaven. You know what Jesus was saying? Amen. Jesus looked, and I believe when he looked at Pilate, he said, Pilate, your power comes from me. I'm telling you. And Pilate probably said, this is confusing to me, boy. I'm getting ready to crucify him, and he's telling me he's got more power than I've got. But he has, gentlemen. Right. Pontius Pilate played right into Jesus' hands. Hey, look here. There's coming a day now when Jesus is going to sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem. And he's going to establish a government for 1,000 years. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts, gentlemen, will perform it. It is going to come to pass. Somebody said, oh, Brother Hall, I don't believe it. How will God do that? He's God.
Amen.
And he knew the beginning, knew the ending from the beginning. For some of you fellows that wasn't here the other night when Brother Thompson was preaching, he made a mention something in the scripture about Jesus being the first and the last. No, he mentioned the radio station being on the air. You know what God told me? I was sitting there and God, here's what God told me. WSOF has been on the air longer than any radio station in the state of Kentucky. It was the first. And God said it's going to be the last. You know what it means by the first and the last? It means that it was here before anything else come around, and it'll be here when everything else is gone.
Amen.
And Jesus, gentlemen, is the first and the last.
Yeah.
He was here before anybody else came around, and he'll be here when everybody else is gone. He's the first and the last. Huh? He's God, gentlemen.
Yeah.
And the government will be upon his shoulders. Father, thank you for the Sunday school hour. I pray you'll bless the preaching now to follow in Jesus' name. Amen.